This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي أنزل القرآن وعلم البيان والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنام سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن اهتدى بهديه وتسن بسنته حتى يوم القيامة. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. Welcome back after a long time to the foundations of reading Azraq's narration of Warsh, narration back to Sayyidina Imam Nafi' radiallahu anhum. I want to emphasize that this program is not going to make someone a specialist in Warsh, but it is like a match to get you started. And believe me, there is no better time spent than investing in learning, studying, and living with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna lillahi ahrin wa ahrullah ahru Qur'an wa khasatuhu." In a good hadith, the Prophet said that Allah has chosen friends. The chosen friends of Allah are the people of Qur'an. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to work hard in our relationship with the Qur'an when He says, "Wajahid bihi jihadan kabira." Like, you have to work really hard, like put forth a lot of effort to have a relationship with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Sayyidina Shatibi, he begins Hirz al-Amani, he says, وَبَعْدُ فَحَبْرُ اللَّهِ فِينَا كِتَابُهُ فَجَاهِدْ بِهِ حِبْلَ الْعِدَى مُتَحَبِّلًا. The Qur'an is something that we really have to put effort in. And Al-Busti, the great Afghan scholar, he said, وَاشْتُدْ يَدَيْكَ بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ مُعْتَصِمًا فَإِنَّهُ رُؤْنٌ إِنْ خَالَتْكَ أَرْكَانُ. Cling to the book of Allah, cling to the Qur'an, because it's the only anchor that will last when all of the anchors are gone. My teacher, Sheikh Ahmed Diaye from Senegal, he used to say this beautiful poem to us that is attributed to Al-Hasan al-Basri, أَفْضَلُ مَا يُتْلَى وَمَا يُقَالُ وَخَيْرُ مَا يُنْفِقُ فِيهِ مَالُ قِرَاتُ قُرْآنِ عِنْدَ النَّاسِ كَذَا رَوَاءَ إِمَّةُ الْقِيَاسِ لَا يُسِرَى عَلَى الْأَرْضِ كَمِثْلِهِ سَبَعِينَ يَشْفَعُ مِنْ أَهْلِهِ وَلَا يُسْأَلُ وَلَا يُحَاسَبُ أَهْلُ رِوَايَ جَمِيعًا قَالُوا يا من يريد قربا من مولاه فليقرأ القرآن ولا ينساه. Basically, he's talking about the virtues of the Quran, like the best thing that can be said, the best thing that can be recited, the best thing that you can spend your money on, is the recitation of the Quran, as been narrated by our imam, as you're learning now from one of the narrations. You'll never see anything on the earth like the Quran, it says, because it will intercede for 70, subhanAllah, of our family members, the person who is strong in the Qur'an. And they will not be asked, nor they will be audited. And that's why all of the ruwat, the imams of the Qur'an, have narrated, whoever wants to draw near to Allah, recite the Qur'an and don't forget the Qur'an. FaSubhanAllah, so many virtues of the Qur'an, so many blessings. And every moment, every second that you're spending now, the angels are watching you, they're recording it. Alhamdulillah, and you gain so much khair, wallahi. So we've been talking about the rules needed to functionally recite Warsh, and we reach now one of those rules that Warsh is really known for, and that is the Ra. And sometimes you've heard, as you listen to Warsh, the Ra sounds like Ra, 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 Ra. Tarqiq Ra. Tarqiq Ra. Tarqiq means to make something thin, to make something light. Tafkhim means to make it large, to make it obese, to make it heavy. So when we talk about Ra, the letter Ra, there are two words you want to remember. Tarqiq, which means to make it light or thin, just to keep it simple. Tafkhim, to make it robust. I like to tell my young students, like bass boost. When we talk about Lam, just remember this for an FYI. We don't use the word tafkhim, we use the word talghid. So tarqiq of the lam and talghid with ra and dha at the end of it. Talghid of the lam. But with ra, tarqiq, to make it thin like ra, and to make it mufakhama, tafkhim, ra. Many people ask, Because when they listen to Warsh, they it's certainly daunting, it can be intimidating, but wallah, alhamdulillah, it's easy. Don't be scared. And I learned something from one of my teachers that really helped me. And it was interesting because he speaks Arabic, but he uses an English word to teach me how to uraqiq ar-ra, how to recite ra with tarqiq. Basira, siraja, ikraha, like how. And he said to me, there are two English words that the letter R and the A that comes after it sound like the ra muraqqaqa. And they are rabbit and rat. So I used to practice like this. I used to say, you know, basi rabbit, ikrabit. I used to practice like this. So like I would habituate it. And there's nothing wrong with this because you're doing this for something great. Al-umuru bimaqasidiha innama al-amalu biniyat. Of course, you shouldn't read like this in front of people. But when you're practicing or you're in a halaqa of people trying to learn, this is very important because the goal is what takes the ruling, not necessarily the means. Right? Al-wasail laha ahkam al-maqasid. So rabbit, you don't say rabbit, you don't say rabbit with imara, you don't say rabbit with tafkhim, you say ra. Rabbit. So I used to practice qi rabbit, qi rabbit, qiradatan, qi rabbit. So that's how I taught myself, based on then going back and reading to my teacher. So I would go home and practice rabbit, rabbit, basi ra, basi ra, basi rabbit, sira, sira, sira bit. Although we'll talk about sira later on, it's sira. But just to give you a sort of idea of what's going on. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Imam al-Shatibi, rahimahullah ta'ala, he dedicates the first few lines of his discussion about Ra to Warsh, actually mentioning Warsh by name. He doesn't use Jim, the symbol for Warsh. He mentions his name. Why? Because the narration of Sayyidina Azraq to Sayyidina Warsh to Sayyidina Nafi' back to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam is unique in how it observes this rule. So he says, rahimahullah, I want to give you the vocabulary so you can memorize these lines, but you most importantly understand them. He says, waraqqaqa. Raqqaq is the verb from tarqiq. Fa'ala yufa'ilu. And it's mudaf, right? So it's read this way, like haqqa, haqqaqa yuhaqqiqu tahqiqan. Raqqaqa yuraqqiqu tarqiqan. Sayyidina Ibn Malik says in Lamiyat al-Af'ari, وَبَعْدُ فَالْفِعْلُ مَا يُحْكِمْ تَصَرُّفَهُ يَحُزْ مِنَ اللُّغَةِ الْأَبْوَابَ وَالسُّبُلَ. Like to understand why these changes happen to individual words is crucial. So he says, وَرَقَّقَ. And وَرَقَّقَ فِعْلْ مَاضِي مَمِي عَلَى الْفَتْحَ. Right? It's a past tense verb that's stuck on fatha. That's why Al-Hariri says in Al-Mulha, وَحُؤْمُهُ الْفَتْحُ الْأَخِيرِ مِنْهُ كَقَوْرِهِمْ سَارَ وَبَانَ عَنْهُ. So the ماضي always مفتوح. آخِرِهِ أَبَنًا كَمَا قَارِ إِبْنُ آجَرُومِ. So وَحُكْمُهُ الْفَتُ الْأَخِيرِ مِنْهُ كَقَوْرِهِمْ سَارَ وَبَانَ عَنْهُ. So وَرَقَّقَ is a past tense word which means made thin, made light. وَرْشٌ is the فاعل. Is the فاعل مرفوع بالضمة. وَرَقَّقَ وَرْشٌ. So وَرْش is making something light. What? كُلَّ رَاءٍ. Every ra. If we stop there, this would be incorrect because we know he doesn't do it with every ra. So as though he's setting us up for something, he's trying to create Sayyidina Shal to be like, what, every ra? It's called تَشْوِيقَ السَّامِعِ in writing and composition. How do you grab the listener's attention? So you kind of say something wrong if it's left general, to grab the listener. It says, وَرَقَّقَ وَرْشٌ كُلَّ رَاءٍ وَقَبْلَهَا. Now he starts to mention the conditions. But before the ra is what? مُسَكَّنَةً يَاءُ. Is ya with sukun. So every ra that you find in front of it, ya with sukun, you're going to read it with tarqiq. Like, basira, basi, rabbit, basira. Another example, خَيْرُ, خَيْرَ. خَيْرٍ, خَيْرُ, خَيْرَ, خَيْرَابِتْ, خَيْرَابِتْ, خَيْرَ, خَيْرَابِتْ. Why? يَأْ سَاكِنَة. So he says, مُسَكَّنَةٍ يَأْءُ. Then he says, رَحِمُهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, awil kasri musala. What does that mean? That if we find ra, and in front of ra is a letter that has kasra, we read the ra what? Waraqqaqa warshun. We read it with tarqiq. Whether it is involved in a noun, for example, basira, basira, rabbit, basira, or in the middle, siraja, sirabit, siraja, of the noun. Khalas. This also applies to verbs. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيُبَشِّرُوا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ سُوْتُ كَافِ How to say ra wa dhamma with tarqiq? I taught myself thinking about how you say when I went back and read to my teacher, of course. I practiced by myself. You know, Winnie the Pooh, ru, like that's how you kind of have to say it. وَيُبَشِّرُوا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَيُبَشِّرُوا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ خَلَاص. We know that's fi'l mudari' because it had dhamma. That's another story. But the point here being that ra with kasra is going to with a letter with kasra in front of it is either going to be in nouns or verbs. It's going to be in the middle or end. When we see that and that rules there, then we read it with tarqiq. Khalas, make it simple. We'll get to exceptions later on. A smart student is the one who starts with the basics. Right, starts with the basics, has the foundations, and then builds the shrubs and the flowers and the plants outside. But builds that foundation first and decorates the house later. So, to summarize, Imam Shatibi says, وَرَقَّقَ وَرْشٌ كُلَّ رَاءٍ وَقَبَلَهَا مُسَكَّنَةً يَأُونَ وَالْكَسْرِ مُوسَرَى. What does it mean? That warsh makes every ra مُرَقَّقَ when that ra is preceded by a ya with sukun or a letter with kasra, whether it's in a noun or a verb in the middle or end. Khalas. Super simple. We'll go through the exceptions soon. Bi-idhnillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in yuhabbiba ilayna kitabah. Kama nas'aluhu subhanahu wa ta'ala bi barakati hadha al-Qur'an an yajma'ana ma'a habibina kama amana wa bihi wa lam narahu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.